Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
This is a News.com newsflash.
1 million Americans have died from COVID as America now marks hitting the horrific milestone. To put that in context, that is the same number of people as the populations of New Orleans, Cincinnati, and Orlando, combined. It's also the number of United States postal workers, times two. Or the number of people who attended Arizona Diamondbacks home baseball games last year. The U.S. marked the sobering milestone on May 12th, and the White House ordered flags at half-staff to remember the people lost to COVID. In the U.S., there have been more than 5.25 million COVID cases since the pandemic started as well. President Joe Biden said in a statement, quote, "As a nation, we must not grow numb to such sorrow. To heal, we must remember. We must remain vigilant against this pandemic and do everything we can to save as many lives as possible, as we have with more testing, vaccines, and treatments than ever before."
Knowledge. Unfiltered. News.com.
News.